guess the first question I would ask is, what have you seen here at Mike as far as now he's getting an opportunity to start and he's become more heavily involved with you guys on the defensive line?
He's doing great. You know, he was a two-deep guy. Me and him were two-deep guys. He was the next guy in, and, you know, he took the opportunity and ran with it. He did really well, and you know, we expected him to do well, and he did, and so I think it's great.
As far as going up against guys like Melvin Gordon and James White, they obviously run the jet sweep a lot. How familiar have you been as a defensive player going up against that? What are the challenges that play presents?
You know, we know they're athletes. You know, it's just like any other team. You just got to prepare hard, and then it's just going to be another task to take on. So.
Without Dom here, how has your role changed without Dom being able to play?
You know, he's still around, though. He's in every practice helping us out, you know, looking more and more into detail. So it's, you know, him for not playing, you know, he's a big role in our team. So, but he's still around, you know, helping us out, everything.
With a playmaker like Abadaris, how important is it for you guys to get quarterback pressure?
It's just like every week, you know. That's our pretty much our job. So, you know, we want to, as a front line, you know, we just want to, you know, take away the run. And every time they're at the pass rush, you know, we want to get the quarterback. That's our task. So.
How influential of a guy is James Morris to that entire defense, and whether it be in practice or when you guys are getting together for meetings or just doing any sort of team activities?
What was your question?
Just how influential is a guy like James Morris?
Oh, James Morris is like, you know, it's like he's just a huge role on our team. You know, he's great. He's, you know, he's always there. He's, you know, he sticks to his word. He's always there 15 minutes early. He's the last person to leave. He's just great as a great leader, and he's just a great role model actually for me. You know, it's like, you know, he's just a great part of this team.
What ways is he a role model for you?
Just like when I was at linebacker, he was a guy, you know, to come pick me up from, like, you know, Hillcrest. He was a guy to, like, hey, you want to watch film with me at a certain time, this, such, you know, just like things like, he's a guy, like, you can count on to be there. You know, so, and he's just, and, you know, he sticks to his word. He's the type of guy that's always, you know, going to play to 100%. So, you know, he's never going to let up. So,
you guys were able to grab 6 sacks last week. Is that something that the defensive line and the defense is going to be able to build off of the momentum from that?
Yeah, you know, we take that, but we can't just, like, you know, oh, we have 6 sacks this game. So, you know, it's always going to be like a time, you know, we just want more, you know, so.
Has that been something that's kind of developed as the season has gone on, or was that a point of emphasis this year, getting after the quarterback?
Yeah, that's a big role thing that we wanted to do, you know, because, like, in the past, you know, like, people were saying, like, the front line's not getting enough pressure on the team. So, you know, that was a big part, you know, our pass rush, so.